Title: Syria's Changes for Middle East Business? The United States, UK, and Europe relax sanctions on Syria. Content: In a significant shift in international policy, the United States, European Union, and United Kingdom have each taken steps to ease sanctions on Syria, aiming to support the country's reconstruction and political transition following the fall of the Assad regime. United States actions on May 23, 2025, the U.S. Department of the Treasury, S. Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, issued General License No. 25, GL-25, authorizing certain transactions otherwise prohibited under the Syrian Sanctions Regulations, 31 CFR Part 542. That move represents a major policy shift aimed at facilitating reconstruction and humanitarian efforts in Syria. 1. In parallel, the U.S. Department of State issued a waiver of sanctions under the CSAR Syria Civilian Protection Act. Together, those developments signal a coordinated effort to promote economic stabilization while maintaining leverage over the Syrian government's conduct. Scope of authorized transactions: GL-25 authorizes U.S. persons to engage in a broad range of transactions involving Syria that were previously prohibited. Specifically, the license allows transactions that involve the government of Syria and certain blocked persons, including individuals and entities named in the annex to GL-25, as well as entities that are owned 50% or more by such persons. The license covers services, investment, and dealings involving Syrian origin petroleum and petroleum products, among other activities. Notably, this license lifts long-standing restrictions on financial transactions and investment, which could enable U.S. companies to re-enter the Syrian market under certain conditions. Concurrently issued measures: the easing of OFAC sanctions is part of a wider package of measures. In coordination with GL-25, the U.S. Department of State issued a 180-day waiver of certain sanctions under the CSAR Act, providing additional relief intended to stimulate activity in key sectors such as infrastructure, agriculture, and healthcare. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, issued guidance relaxing restrictions under Section 311 of the USA Patriot Act, allowing U.S. financial institutions to maintain correspondent accounts for the Commercial Bank of Syria. These measures are designed to operate in tandem and provide meaningful openings for financial and commercial re-engagement, subject to oversight and compliance measures. Limitations and conditions: despite the breadth of the new authorizations, the relief measures are not unconditional. The U.S. government has emphasized that continued implementation of GL-25 and related actions will depend on the Syrian government's conduct going forward. Specifically, the U.S. has tied future sanctions relief to Syria's demonstrated commitment to protecting ethnic and religious minorities and ceasing support to designated terrorist organizations. The U.S. intends to monitor these commitments closely, and the status of GL May 25 be revisited if conditions on the ground deteriorate or if the Syrian government fails to uphold its obligations. Export control considerations: importantly, while GL-25 eases certain economic sanctions, it does not affect the application of U.S. export control restrictions over the country. Items subject to the Export Administration Regulations, AR, generally remain prohibited for export or re-export to Syria, unless specifically authorized by the U.S. Department of Commerce, S. Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS. This includes both items classified under specific export control classification numbers, ECCNs, and those designated as ER-99. Likewise, exports of U.S. munitions list items and related defense services remain subject to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR, administered by the U.S. Department of State. S. Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, DDTC. Companies considering transactions involving Syria should therefore make sure that they obtain appropriate licenses from those agencies before exporting to Syria. European Union measures: on May 28, 2025, the Council of the European Union adopted a series of legal acts lifting all economic restrictive measures on Syria, with the exception of those based on security grounds. 2. This move formalizes the political decision announced on May 20, 2025, and aims to support the Syrian people in rebuilding a new, inclusive, pluralistic